A 2023 wish list to make things better. Politicians use common sense instead of ideology, regardless of party. Politicians realize with affordable housing they are the problem, not the solution, including 30% of new residents cost us taxes, duties, fees, delays, etc. Politicians realize with immigration you need housing, medical, infrastructure and education policy to coincide. Politicians realize administration is choking our healthcare system. Stop hiring administrators and hire frontline workers. Politicians make people, including themselves, personally liable for criminals on the catch and release system for the harm and damage they do. Politicians understand BC assessment is responsible for huge residential rent increases and bankrupting small business by assessing potential value, not actual. Politicians learn that increase in taxation is inflationary regardless of what form of tax. Finally, that everyone has a healthy, happy, prosperous new year. Gerald Hartwick, Victoria. A big engine is idling, and consequences? Potential consequences of idling: my 2.4-liter hybrid engine, burning 36 liters and spewing 383 kilograms of CO2 per day, anywhere in Victoria. $100 for the first offense, $200 for the second and $500 thereafter. Expensive to persist. This bylaw came into effect in April 13 years ago, on the recommendation of the medical health officer of the Capital Region, to promote clean air by regulating vehicle idling. Looks like common sense. Potential consequences of idling: an 8,000 kW generator bank on a 1,000-foot, tax-sheltered, corporate container ship called GSL Eleni, burning 2 to 4 metric tons and spewing 27,000-plus kilogram of CO2 per day, next to the densest population on Vancouver Island, and keeping the residents up at night. Anyone? Stephen Ison, Victoria. Standing on a bus is just not safe. I agree, it is time to buckle up on highway buses. Unfortunately, there is a double standard, as BC Transit buses have passengers standing on buses traveling at speeds of up to 90 km per hour, transporting people to the West Shore, Saanich Peninsula and BC ferries. I refuse to travel on these buses if I am required to stand. This is even more dangerous than not wearing a seatbelt. Eileen Cannon, Victoria. Government must provide basic services. I read that the Defense Department is unable to fulfill the missions assigned to it due to a lack of resources. Then I read about how we Canadians had to rely on the U.S. Coast Guard to rescue one of our citizens, in our own waters. Does anyone else see a pattern here? While it seems that every level of government in our nation is doing backflips to appear woke and provide taxpayer-funded handouts to whatever victimized group has the media's attention that week, basic services like healthcare, defense and education have been neglected and are themselves on life support. The political classes need to stop the endless navel-gazing, vote-buying and pointless chatter and get on with the business of nation-building. China and our other potential adversaries have grown fat and sassy on our collective weakness. If you think pulling down statues of flawed political figures from the past is going to keep our enemies at bay, you are just as foolish as we think you are. Len Defoe, Nanus Bay. The magic of Pelé will never be forgotten. I watched Pelé play soccer in Maracana Stadium in Rio de Janeiro in 1964. He was 24 years old and beginning his career. I was 25 years old and the wife of a Canadian diplomat. I will never ever forget that magical performance. I will never forget Pelé. Marilyn Copeland, Victoria. Plenty of people could take those jobs. I enjoyed Jack Knox's piece on non-COVID stories in 2022, and was particularly taken with item 4, jobs going begging. He says, in the city with the lowest birth rate in Canada, there aren't enough skilled workers to replace the mass of retiring baby boomers. That's probably true, especially with regard to high-end jobs. But everywhere I look I see ads for low-skill work, and I won't be specific because I'm sure it's politically incorrect to suggest that raking leaves, for instance, is low-skill, but surely there are hundreds of people who would be delighted to take those jobs. As far back as I can remember, I have been told that while some of the homeless in Victoria are addicted or mentally ill, the vast majority are hard-working, competent people who have had bad luck. Why aren't they filling all those positions? Or have I gotten that wrong? Ian Cameron, Brentwood Bay. Canadian bishops help stop the killing. Like most Canadians following Ukraine news, I want to help. Therefore, I am making this request to our Canadian bishops. Western political leaders are united in their moral and military aid, but missing at their table is the voice of the church, the Roman Catholic Pope Francis and the Orthodox Christian Pope in Russia. In the early days of the war, Vladimir Putin, an Orthodox Christian, asked his Pope to bless his Russian soldiers. On TV last week, Pope Francis was shown crying for Ukraine. I wonder if he has implored the Orthodox Pope to ensure that Putin act morally toward his neighbor. I ask Canadian bishops to press their own Pope to publicly declare the evils in this war. We want Putin to stop killing Ukrainian citizens and deliberately destroying the fabric of families, their homes and essential utilities. Etta Connor Victoria Concrete Buddha and a frightened Cato the writer who had their baby Jesus stolen during Christmas. I can sympathize. I had a concrete Buddha in my front garden very close to our house. I had owned it for many years and it weighed about 50 pounds. When it was stolen one night I went to the garden center the very next day and replaced it with an identical version. This one I chained to the fence. That too was quickly stolen, so now the game was on. I have a background in the handling and safe usage of explosives, so Buddha number 3 was rigged to make a loud and messy noise if moved, without causing injury to the thief. This was very exciting to me, but not so much for my wife. A week went by before, in broad daylight, while we were gardening nearby, our cat tripped the trap. It gave us a scare and the look I got from my wife told me the game was over and I had better get some cleaning supplies. To this day I have yet to see a cat move so quickly. See. Scott Stouffer Victoria send us your letters, email letters to letters@timescolonist.com, mail. Letters to the editor, Times Colonist, 201-655 Tyee Road. Victoria, BCV9A6X5, submissions should be no more than 250 words, subject to editing for length and clarity. Provide your contact information, it will not be published. Avoid sending your letter as an email attachment.